The government have taken notice of that reduction, and it have accepted that it starts, though the government would prefer that things be made more quickly, because we as a country, we need really our autodetermination. But let's cope with this figure of 2,000 and see what will come out. Meantime, our army is still doing its job, because we should not depend on any other force, a friend force or any other type of force, to care for security of ourselves.
Well, Mr. Minister, President Joseph Kabila had wanted a cut of 6,000 troops. First of all, why do you want that much when your country is still embroiled in conflict?
I think that we are the only one to know exactly the level of the danger we are facing in what you are calling a conflict and what I'm calling an aggression from foreign forces, foreign rebels or foreign governments. We don't understand why others are thinking that they are more informed than us on our own need. We are adults and we know what exactly we do need.
There seems to be there's a friction between your country and the United Nations peacekeepers there. Your offensive against the FDLR rebels, the United Nations did not get involved. You are doing it unilaterally. What is the cause of this?
You should ask the United Nations. First, they are the one who denied to work with us. And we just took notice of that will. They showed that they should not work with us, you know, and they start looking for conditionalities. And when we made the inquiries and the fact findings, all was false what they were saying about our officers.
So you mentioned conditionalities by the United Nations. Are you talking about your government's appointment of these two generals to lead the fight against the FDLR rebels, who the United Nations accuses of human rights violations?
We are not talking of two persons. Our policy cannot depend on two persons. We refuse strictly that under these resolutions that sent the MONUSCO here, when we asked that the MONUSCO come, we refuse that any practice transform the assistance to a kind of new colonization of Congo by UN. This is not what was given by the resolution. So nobody should come here within the bureaucracy of UN to transform our country to a colony. Because when you come within a country and you force that you are the one to appoint officers of its army, so this country is no longer independent. This we will never, ever accept. We are the country of Lumumba. Don't forget.
Patrice Lumumba.
Yes, Patrice Lumumba.
Why do you invoke the name of Patrice Lumumba?
Because Lumumba was killed while fighting to gain respect from brothers and sisters all over the world. And we know who have decided in the 60s to kill him because they wanted to maintain us under what we call the new colonization.